You've been listening to Chalk Talk on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Now, let's head courtside with Joe Smith and John Callahan.
So it's a title to play for tonight as J.R. Holmes sends his 10th-ranked South Panthers into battle against the Shelbyville Golden Bears. Both clubs surviving Friday night semifinals, the Panthers extending their streak to 14 in a row. With a win, a thrilling one it was, come from behind victory over the North Cougars, while Ryan Max Bears had to go overtime before exiting the Columbus North Bulldogs from the tournament in overtime 55-52. It'll be the first meeting of the year between the two clubs. The Bears' last title came in 2001. The Panthers defending tonight with hopes of moving on to the Seymour Regional next Saturday against most likely top-ranked New Albany. If that's the case, well, it would have won its 17th sectional under JR and the school's 19th as Bloomington South. So hold on. We'll see how things unfold as South meets Shelbyville tonight. From the East Central Fieldhouse here in tiny St. Leon in southeastern Indiana, South meeting Shelbyville. It is a title night Saturday. Along with our producer, Jim Renner, high atop our One City Center studios downtown, John Callahan alongside and all of our sponsors. Hi again, everyone. Joe Smith, impact players in this high school sectional championships. And indeed, John, sectional championships are special. We have one tonight. You have a couple of impact players in our spotlight, brought to you as always by Bloomington Hardware.
Hey, Joe Smith, oftentimes we would put a freshman in the spotlight, especially during the postseason, but that's the case for Shelbyville. Zach Hewn, 6'3 freshman, he's the leading scorer for the Golden Bears, 13.5 points a game, 6 rebounds, dishing out 3 assists. Shooting percentage, 43%, that's not real good. He's a 32% three ball shooter, a decent free throw shooter at 73%, but again, he is the leading scorer for the Golden Bears. For Bloomington South, we're going to go with Tucker Blackwell for the second straight night. Tucker averaging on the season 18 points and 4 rebounds, a couple of steals a contest. Last night, again, North focused their defense to shut him down. He's held way below his average, but he did lead the Panthers in rebounding last night with 6. So he's in our spotlight for the Panthers, as is Zach Hewn for the Shelbyville Golden Bears.
All righty, and our impact players are brought to you before each and every high school game by Vicki and the crew at Bloomington Hardware. They're on the corner of College Mall Road and Covenanter Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 8 until 7. They're open tomorrow, 10 until 6. Your local True Value Start Right start here, celebrating now over 30 years on the east side. Well, Shelbyville is coached. They play out as the Hoosier Heritage Conference, coached by Ryan Mack in his third year. He's 29 and 38. And John, a basketball team that started the year off 3-0, then they lost 6 in a row, 1-2, dropped 8 in a row, and they haven't lost since. They take into tonight a four-game winning streak into the championship game.
Yeah, again, Joe, you take a look at the win-loss record. It's kind of been an ebb and flow of the season for them. I mean, you don't often see a team with all their losses, losing them like they have, 6 in a row and 8 in a row. But again, obviously a better team than their win-loss record would indicate. The Panthers better show up and play tonight.
Time to meet our officials. Before we do that, they'll have the presentation of the colors and the playing and singing of our national anthem. While they do that, we'll break away, be back to meet the officials and the starting lineup of the sectional championship game tonight between the South Panthers. Welcome back, everyone, to the East Central Fieldhouse. Joe Smith along with John Callahan. Championship Saturday night for the South Panthers. Now 20-4, winners of 14 in a row. And looking for their 17th sectional championship under Coach J.R., who's only 6 wins away from 600 wins posted at Bloomington South High School. Time to meet our officials, brought to you as always by the People's State Bank, a local bank helping individuals, families, and businesses for well over 100 years now. A bank that truly cares about its people. It's right in the name, the People's State Bank. A couple of guys we saw last night work the North-South game, Bill Brinkman from Cincinnati, Ohio, Jeff Gwynn from Cambridge City, and they're joined tonight by Darren Wright from Richmond, the officials for tonight's ball game. Well, John, we both saw the first half of that Columbus North Shelbyville game. Looked up one time, it was 18-5 Columbus North, and then Shelbyville unloaded 23 points in the second quarter and outscored the Bulldogs by 17. And they were in a dogfight the rest of the night. They ended up winning in overtime.
Yeah, big reason for that. They had a couple guys coming off the bench. Cooper Lewis, he's averaging about 8 points a ball game. And Brock Blackwell, young man, is averaging under 10 points a game. But, boy, he was knocking down some threes last night. You know, we're talking coming over here that they are a team that they will put up that three-ball shot, and they'll do that early and often in the contest. So it's important tonight for the Panthers to play good perimeter defense.
Pretty good crowd tonight. Bloomington South traveling well. Shelbyville, of course, just up the road if you, are in St. Leon tonight, which we are. And Shelbyville's only about 40 miles away. So our tip-off being sponsored in part by the IU Health Rehab and Sports Medicine Center. Josh Hall, Phil King, Tucker Blackwell, Hunter Lloyd, and Chance Coyle, the purple shirts tonight. For Shelbyville, Zach Kuhn, a 6'3 freshman. They like him. He's averaging over 13.5 points. Jacob Miller, a 6'3 senior. Sam Lewis, John Lux, and Jade Amos. Little guy, a senior, 5'7", will run the point. Shelbyville dressed in their white home uniforms with the black and gold trim. As Bill Brinkman from Cincinnati will tip up the pumpkin, and we are underway in the championship game, and the tip's controlled by the Shelbyville Golden Bears. With it is Jade Amos now as Bloomington South, Allen, no man to man, no question about it, as John Lux is being harassed by Tucker Blackwell in the shot, and right off the get-go, a three-pointer by John Lux. And he's only shooting, he's shooting a decent 35% from behind the line. And the Panthers behind early, 3-0. Bill King will take a lob pass high into Hunter Lloyd. Ill-advised, a turnover south. Here comes Shelbyville the other way. Keep in mind, they're a 9-14 ball club, but they've won four in a row. Shelbyville coached by Ryan Mack in his third year at the Shelby County High School. Down to the baseline. Back out it goes. They're starting tonight, and we'll get him in a minute. That is a new player we didn't anticipate, and he takes the shot right now and misses here, and the shot taken and missed, and we'll have to get a new player who that is, John, or at least he's wearing a different number.
Yeah, we'll have to wait until he scores a basket here to get the public address announcer.
And there's a nice play inside by Tucker Blackwell. Give the assist to Hunter Lloyd. So Tucker scores the first deuce, and it's 3-2 Shelbyville, just underway, 6:36. As Amos comes across the timeline, they work it down on the wing, and the ball skips out of bounds. Last touch by a Panther. And we'll just have to wait and see. We have a number mix-up here tonight. And we'll have to wait and see. John is right in front of us. Tucker Blackwell goes out of bounds. And it's going to be out of bounds to the Shelbyville Golden Bears. We do know John Lux hit the first basket, a three-pointer. And here comes Amos. So Zach Kuhn is wearing 44 tonight and not 15. As we were given previously, it doesn't matter in radio, but it does to the guys calling the game. Inside shot, misfires, loose ball rebound on the floor over there. And they got all kind of new numbers now. We got a different number in there. Brock Blackwell is starting tonight. There's a shot straight out, a three ball. And they shoot the three well.
John Lux with the second three.
So John Lux has all six Shelbyville points, and the Panthers are down. They trailed early against Bloomington North. Tucker Blackwell to the goal, misses here. Ball knocked loose, stolen away, no. Taken right back by Shelbyville. And with the basketball across the timeline, that was Sam Lewis, a good-looking sophomore player. And here comes now Amos. He'll run the point now over to Lewis. Again, shooting the three in and out, no good, and that was John Lux. Here come the purple shirts the other way. Hunter Lloyd in the half court now. Panthers trail early, 6-2. Down on the paint with it. Spinning it out is Phil over to Hunter Lloyd, who comes in a three. Hunter Lloyd shooting 45% from behind the line, and it's been a battle of three-pointers here as Lloyd guns in one. Playing his senior year and playing for a championship. Down on the wing, inside, they work the paint, and the ball stolen away by Tucker Blackwell. On the dribble, he comes. Down on the wing, shot out of the corner, Chance Coyle. a two-pointer. Chance Coyle gives the Panthers their first lead at 7-6 after trailing early. Shelbyville and the South fans rising, liking what they're seeing. Across the timeline, that is Amos. They deal it now, working it over to Sam Lewis. Cross-court pass. With it is Kuhn. Back to Lewis. Steps inside. No shot. Deals it instead. Over to Zach Kuhn. And now we got a problem and a shove inside. And let's see who the guilty party is going to be on, a Panther. And the foul is going to be on Tucker Blackwell. That is his first, the team's first. 7-6, Southsiders with the one-point lead, a non-shooting foul. They'll trigger it out, and Amos will run the point. Gives the ball up now to John Lux, who's had the hot early hand with a couple of three-pointers. Kuhn with the basketball. They deal it around to Lewis, to Amos, back to Kuhn, shot fake. We're told that he has no distance he doesn't like. He's hit a couple of bombs already, big time. Sam Lewis, the sophomore, has it. They work it back to Kuhn now. Kuhn being defensed by that step back three. Got iron, no. Rebound Shelbyville. They're running. A man to beat. Amos against Blackwell. No foul called. And here comes South the other way. They run the break. And what a pass that time by Phil King to Josh Hall. Beautiful transition. After Blackwell thought he had enough space there and was stationary, did not get the charge call, and then King picked up the loose ball, threw it down court, and there was Josh Hall for the easy bucket. Biggest lead of the night, three. There is Lux, and Lux dumps it in. My golly, is he on fire. 35% from the year, from behind the line, and John Lux has three threes. He's got all of Shelbyville's points, and now it's 9-9. Inside Hall shot clock. Tipped around. Hall got his own rebound. Stolen away. Here comes Shelbyville the other way. John Lux. He's only a junior, about 6'1", and Tucker Blackwell is going out on him, but he is in the zone right now with three triples here in the first 6 minutes of the opening quarter. Down on the wing, ball overhead is Lewis. They give and go down on the wing, and a bad pass, stolen away. Brock Blackwell could not hold on to it. The Panthers get in a hurry, and Blackwell throws it away as he was looking for Chance Coyle deep, so the teams trade turnovers, John.
Panthers hitting 4-6 from the field. Shelbyville is hitting 3-6, and all three of their baskets, three-pointers by John Lux.
2:17 to play. We're in the opening quarter. The championship game tied at 9. Lux with three threes. Here comes Shelbyville, dressed in their white uniforms tonight. They're the designated home team. Out top of the key is a promising sophomore, Sam Lewis. Inside, ball knocked loose. And let's see, stolen away or not. It was last touched by a Panther, and it'll be awarded. Brock Blackwell was over there. He's a sophomore. Lewis is in there, a sophomore. Lux is a junior. And this Zach Kuhn, nice size already, John. 6'3", playing as a freshman.
Yep. He's an outstanding young talent.
So to say they're young is an understatement. Here we go now. It's going to be Shelbyville basketball in their own half court and triggering it out for the Golden Bears. Sam Lewis inside. Nice move. Wow, Kuhn gets his first basket. Averaging over 14, rather right at 14 points a ball game. Phil King answers, gets it right back. King did not score last night against Bloomington North, and Phil, a good outside shooter, goes inside for his first two. We're tied at 11, and back and forth we go here in the opening quarter of the championship game. Now Shelbyville will run offense. John Lux, a 6'1 junior, been red hot here. He's got three threes to lead the Shelbyville Golden Bears, and now they back it up now as head coach Ryan Mack, in his third year, standing in front of his bench, coming out getting the ball is Zach Kuhn. Over now with the basketball, John Lux. They deal it out now to Sam Lewis, the sophomore, working against Tucker Blackwell. There's a bad pass, last touch by a Bear, and it's out of bounds to Bloomington South. So the turnover to Shelbyville, and the Panthers have the ball. We're tied at 11 with a minute two to play here in the first quarter.
So it looks like Shelbyville took a page out of the Bloomington North playbook. They tried to spread the floor, let a little clock there, but they had a turnover.
Bill King still on a dribble down on the wing. Pulled outside now is Josh Hall, and there's a three-pointer by check it, a deuce. What, Hunter White?
That was Phil King.
Phil King. How about Phil? Early offense from Phil after not scoring last night. He's got the last 4 points, and Shelbyville trails by two. Inside 40 seconds to play in the quarter. Shot fake from Lux. They deal it inside to Kuhn. Lewis touches it one time out to Blackwell. And that is Brock Blackwell of Shelbyville. So we got two Blackwells, one aside. With it is Kuhn. Nice spin dribble. The freshman putting up the ball. Got his own rebound. Hunter Lloyd went to sleep there. Shot taken and missed. That was a three by Cooper Lewis, who's checked into the ball game. Here comes Chance Coyle. Plenty of time here. Down to three. Two. Phil King fires a three underneath. Shot. Oh, at the buzzer. Well, Phil hurried his shot a bit, but Phil has scored the last four. He took a triple out of the corner. It fell short right into the arms of Josh Hall. And all Hall had to do was lay it in at the buzzer, and the Panthers lead it 15-11 here at the end of the first quarter on our commercial service scoreboard. We'll break for a minute. Panthers by four over the Golden Bears of Shelbyville. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, to the East Central Fieldhouse here in St. Leon. Side out to the purple-clad Southsiders of J.R. Holmes. 15-11 here in the early going of this particular quarter. You know what that was. There's a shot missed by Lloyd, or rather by Chance Coyle, and it's cleared out of there. And Cooper Lewis with the rebound. Yet another sophomore playing for Ryan Mack. South red hot in the opening quarter. They were 7 of 11. They lead 15-11. Josh Hall off to a good scoring night. Ditto for Phil King. They have eight between them, four apiece. As the Panthers lead it 15-11. Just underway here in the second quarter. Sam Lewis handles the basketball. Man pressure by the Purple Shirts. They played it, and that's their trademark defensive sign. They played it all season. Looking tonight for another sectional championship in their 15th in a row. Down on the baseline. And with the basketball, we got a whistle and a problem and an offensive foul. And it's going to be called on Sam Lewis.
Yeah, it looked like an illegal screen.
That's what it was. It knocked down a Panther, and that was Josh Hall. And the foul on the Sam Lewis, his first. That is the team's first. 6:58 to play here in the second quarter of the championship game tonight. 15-11. King and Hall, 8 of the 15 for Bloomington South, but everyone has scored at least 2 points that started the ball game. Phil dishes it in with it back up over his head. Count it. What a beautiful move by Chance Coyle inside. And he'll go to the free throw line to try to complete the three-point play.
Yeah, Joey did a great job. Used his height advantage on John Lux. Just took it strong to the hoop. And as you say, the conventional three-point play coming up here, hopefully.
Best free throw shooter on the team, 87%. You'll recall last night, he was trying the front end of the one-and-one. He went after the ball, thought it was short. And he never did go over the line, but his body broke the plane. He'll connect there to complete the three-point play, and now Chance with five. And the Panthers' biggest lead out to seven at 18-11. 5:30, make it 6:37 to play in the opening quarter. With it is Lewis, stops, little five-footer baseline, right? And Sam Lewis with his first two. Lewis has been averaging just under 9 points a ball game in his sophomore year. With it is Chance Coyle. They'll work it now over on the right wing, Hunter Lloyd. Over to Phil King. Phil looking to score tonight. Put up another shot. No, and it's cleared out of there by Zach Kuhn. The 6'3 freshman ripping it off, dealing it now to his teammate, John Lux. Lux will shoot a three and get another one. Wow. John Lux has 4 three-pointers. And draws the Shelbyville Golden Bears, John, to within 2 at 18-16.
Really, you can't get out there and guard him too deep because then that opens up things inside. You just hope he goes cold here at some point.
Tucker Blackwell over to Coyle. In and out, no good. Lloyd got the rebound, and the ball taken away. Turnover Bloomington South, and now they call a traveling call on Zach Kuhn. And, boy, that has got Ryan Mack all up in arms. 18-16, Kuhn with a great defensive play, took the basketball right away from Coyle back door, and let's see, Panthers trying to get fancy again, it didn't work there, so they got to get that out of their repertoire, down on the baseline, loose ball, fight for the ball, down on the hardwood, scrapping around, and let's see, possession arrow is going to be Shelbyville, I believe, yeah. Chance Coyle ended up with the basketball, but the possession arrow to the Golden Bears, playing a scrappy brand of ball here through the first 13 minutes of this ball game.
Still playing nothing like a team that came into the game with a 9-14 record.
They trailed by 7. That was their biggest deficit, and now behind Lutz, and this kid can shoot the three as well. He had 6 of them last night, Cooper Lewis, in that overtime win over Columbus North. With it now in the high post, they're looking for someone to toss it to, and Brock Blackwell tosses it out, and they'll run the offense. Down on the wing, getting loose, ball knocked away by Blackwell, defending John Lux quite well that time, and will be Shelbyville basketball underneath their own basket. With 5:01 to play here in the first half. Ball triggered out. With it is Zach Kuhn. He deals it now over to Connor Lewis, or rather Cooper Lewis. And Lewis gives it back to Lux. Lux not real big. They list him at 6'1". I don't know if he's that tall. But he can flat shoot. He's got 4 three-pointers tonight with the basketball. Nearly a mishandle there. Blackwell got it. Brock did. Back they go as everybody handles it. Amos is out right now. The little 5'7 point guard is able to put in Cooper Lewis. And right now, John Lux backs up the offense. This kid is over his average already. Shoots another 3. In and out, no good. Fight for the rebound, and let's see. Jump ball, possession arrow to the Panthers this time. Well, both Josh Hall went after it with Zach Kuhn. And on the possession, it'll be South Panther basketball leading 18-16 with 4:19 to play here before halftime.
Ben Chastain has checked into the ballgame. Of course, he hit those big threes last night.
Well, that he did. And if you listen to the pregame show, JR had a lot of glowing and very, great facts about Ben Chastain. Shot Tucker Blackwell. Again, he's been short tonight. Rebounded, though, and that is Chance Coyle. Tips it over, and Trey Bamba's also checked in, and he got hammered. And Trey will go to the line and shoot 2 here.
Okay, no easy baskets under the goal tonight.
So Phil King taking a break. He's out, and Ben Chastain, the hero last night with his 3 threes. And here's Trey Bamba at the free throw line, a 71% free throw shooter, and he connects. Trey had a free throw last night, the 6-foot junior, averaging a point and a rebound coming off the bench, primarily played on that unbeaten JV team. In and out, no good. It's 19-16. Panthers' biggest lead has been 7, 18-11. Inside 4 to play. We're in the second quarter of the championship game. 19-16. Shelbyville running its offense now. Panthers in their man-to-man. Dealing it around, Sam Lewis. Nice pass inside, spinning, firing, and they look like partially blocked that time by Chance Coyle. If nothing else, he changed the trajectory. There's a shot out of the corner, and it's Ben Chastain. How about that? Ben Chastain picks up where he left off in timeout Shelbyville. We'll break for a half minute on our commercial service scoreboard. 22-16 on Chastain's 3. 3:27 to play before half. Back in a half, you're listening to South Panther basketball. Well, while we're away, Chance Coyle getting in a 3-pointer and a 9-point biggest lead of the ball game for the South Panthers as we come back live to the East Central Fieldhouse here in St. Leon. Along with John Callahan, our producer tonight, Jim Redder, Joe Smith, and the personal foul called on Ben Chastain, who's already contributed tonight off the bench in this quarter with a 3, and the free throw connected there by Zach Kuhn. His first point, I think I told you, he scored a field goal. They gave that to Brock Blackwell earlier in the ball game. So that is Kuhn's first point. And out, mentioning Blackwell, Brock, he goes out. And the second toss by Kuhn is good. The first time the Bears have been to the line. So the 9-point lead has been trimmed now to 25-18, 2:05 before halftime. So Sam Lewis seeing across the line, Tucker Blackwell. Bamba Trey comes out, deals it off now to Hunter Lloyd. Hunter the senior looking for his first sectional championship, and we got a walk call against Chance Coyle. Turnover, Bloomington South.
Yeah, that turnover on the Panthers in the ball game.
So the T.O. gives the Golden Bears the basketball. The trail 25-18 here. We're in the second quarter. Well, let's see. Chance Coyle now is out defensively on John. Comes Amos back into the ball game. He came in the last dead ball, so he's back running the point. A 5'7 senior. And he's looking square in the eye to Chance Coyle. Also out as Bloomington South dropped into a 2-3 zone. Try to take away the looks of Lux. As Lux disappears, and now we have nothing going on.
So also, Hunter Lloyd's done a good job on Toon defensively. That's one reason why he hasn't scored.
Now Tucker Blackwell, almost a box and one on Sam Lewis. Tucker saw a lot of that employed by Bloomington North last night. They even tried a triangle and two on both Hunter Lloyd and Blackwell during one stretch, and Amos has not moved an inch, just standing there holding the basketball. Clock down to 45 seconds to play. Panthers in a zone, and Shelbyville wants them out of it, and having none of it, down to 36 seconds to play, and now they... Are they going to force the action? He's out close enough, and that is Chance Coyle against Amos. And here we go. Shelbyville probably now will work for the final shot. They trail 25-18. Near the end of the first half, the Panthers tonight looking for their 17th championship under J.R. Holmes in the school's 19th. Down to 12. 11 seconds to play. Amos backs it up now against Coyle. Still in three-point range with 5, 4, 3. Lux will fire a three. In and out, no good. And I tell you what, it had distance, and we got a shove off underneath. 2.3 seconds to play. It wasn't against Lux. It happened underneath. And the foul is going to be nailed on a Panther, and it's on Ben Chasteen, and that is his first personal foul. Blackwell comes out. Here comes Connor Seifers into the rather. Chris Bombas checked into the ball game. So here we go. 2.3 seconds to play. Are they going to get a three off or not? They're going to get it inbounds. And Lux gets off a three. It is no good. And that's the end of the first half. So the Panthers, after leading 15-11 at the end of the first quarter, led by 7. And then Ben Chasteen, Chance Coyle with big three-pointers, gave the Panthers a 9-point lead, and they go in leading here at halftime 25-18 as the Southsiders shifted down into a zone the final minute. And Shelbyville just ate up time holding the basketball and got nothing for their effort. So we've reached halftime, and our halftime show just around the corner, brought to you in part by J&S Locksmith, by the Ice Center of Southern Indiana, and by Keller Heating and Air. They've been the factory-authorized carrier dealer serving Monroe County and surrounding areas since 1972. Go online at kellerheating.com. We'll start our halftime show after this two-minute timeout. South leading 25-18 on our commercial service scoreboard at halftime. Two-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, to the East Central Fieldhouse here in St. Leon. Halftime, the Panthers leading 25-18 over the Shelbyville Golden Bears. Panthers had a 7-point lead in the early goings of the second quarter, and then behind the three-pointers of Chance Lloyd and also Ben Chasteen, who's doing it again as he has gunned in a three-pointer. Chance leads the Panthers in scoring, but two big threes helping the cause. And South drifting back into a 2-3 zone there. And Shelbyville kind of caught them off guard, and they just held the ball for a minute and a half, minute 45, and really did not get anything. And trail here at halftime 25-18. Tonight's championship game and our halftime show brought to you in part by J&S Locksmith, a proud supporter of Bloomington South High School Athletics. Stop out to see Jim and the guys at 508 West 17th Street, right here on the city's near west side, and by Dan Grossman and the crew, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, truly changing lives with eye LASIX. Don't wait any longer. Call 812-334-1213 tomorrow, or rather on Monday. Tomorrow, a big one for the Hoosiers, and the Maryland Terrapins come in to town. National CBS game at 4:30. Place ought to be rocking for Seniors Day. And the Hoosiers, they haven't won a Seniors Day and or night game in 4 years. So they'll be trying to wrap it up 15-3. And if they get that accomplished, that'll be the most wins that Tom Crean's team has had in, well, and beyond even before Tom came here. I think the last team to have a better aggregate in the Big Ten, should they win and finish 15-3, was the 1992-93 team of Bob Knight. So that's been 23 years ago. We're at halftime. Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by the former Panther himself, Jim Stafford, RE/MAX Acclaim Properties. When buying or selling your home, you know it's nice to know you have a knowledgeable guy and resource like Jim of RE/MAX Acclaim Properties. Jimmy Stafford will work hard to earn your trust. Jim Stafford, RE/MAX Acclaim Properties at 812-325-4453. John will have his numbers. We'll continue along at halftime here. Southsiders looking for their 17th sectional championship under J.R. Holmes tonight, and an opportunity to move on as they did a year ago to the Seymour Regional. John, but we have another half to play, and we'll not put the cart in front of the horse. John will have his numbers after this two-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball.
News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370.
WGCL Bloomington.
Back at the Central Field House, where the Bloomington South Panthers to this point have been able to hold off the onslaught by John Lux. He's got 12 points here at halftime. Panthers lead by 7, 25-18. Everybody who played for the Panthers in the first half scored. Led by Chance Coyles, 8 points. Chance with 3 ball and a couple of 2-point baskets to lead them. Again, the Panthers with 8. 4 points each from Josh Hall. Josh with 4 rebounds. Phil King with 4 points. 3 points each from Hunter Lloyd and Ben Chastain. 2 points from Tucker Blackwell. Tucker against for the second straight night, struggling through a tough shooting night. He's just 1-4 from the field. And Trey Bamba came in and scored 1 point. Shelbyville, again, John Lux has a game-high 12 points. He has hit 4 of 8 behind the line to this juncture in the game. And then Sam Lewis, Zach Kuhn, and Brock Blackwell each with 2 points. Kuhn coming in, he's the leading scorer for Shelbyville, 13.5 points a ball game. He's only attempted 1 shot from the field. His points coming by way of a couple of free throws. Hunter Lloyd has done most of the defensive work tonight on Zach Kuhn. Shooting splits, Bloomington South 56%, 10 of 18, they were 3 of 7 behind the line for 43. Shelbyville 6 of 16, 37.5%, they were 4 of 9 behind the line for 44. Shelbyville 2-2 from the stripe. The Panthers 2-3 from the free throw line. Panthers with 11 rebounds. Shelbyville has 7. Turnovers pretty even here. Shelbyville has 4. Bloomington South has 5. Quickly on the commercial service scoreboard. At the end of one over at Down County, it's Northview leading Edgewood 21-19. A game also involving a Conference Indiana team tonight. Franklin Central leads Franklin. That's at the end of 1, 13-8. Again, our score here, 25-18 in favor of the Panthers.
Well, Franklin Central will be a team. They're playing in Martinsville tonight. They will be playing in Game 2, I'm saying that winner, against the Evansville North winner, and that could either be Castle or Evansville Wrights. And, of course, New Albany's playing Jeffersonville down in Seymour. And, of course, New Albany top-ranked in the state. And they will play, hopefully, the Panthers, their survivor of that one, in the opening game of the Seymour Regional next Saturday at 10 o'clock at Barney Scott Gymnasium in Jackson County. So it'll be side out as sophomore Sam Lewis will be triggering it in right in front of us. And away we go into the second half. Panthers with a 7-point lead. And Amos also starts. Let's see. That is the, that's the starting lineup that greeted the opening tap. And the ball stripped away by Sal. Fast breaking. Up goes Phil King off the pass by Tucker Blackwell. How about Phil King tonight? And Phil off the break. And King now with 6, doing a yeoman's job scoring tonight. He's over his average. And the ball stolen away by Tucker Blackwell. John Tolkien is struggling with his offense here over the last two nights, but nothing wrong with his defense. And he comes up with back-to-back steals to open up the second half. Hall is out, deals it over to Tucker on the left wing. 27-18. Panthers had a 9-point lead late in the second quarter, have now tied that as far as margin goes at 9 points. Phil down the lane, dumps it off. Hunter Lloyd, little 5-footer, no. Rebound Josh Hall back up. He missed it, tipped up, and no. And that was Phil King on the offensive rebound, and a Golden Bear got poked in the eye, and that was Brock Blackwell. As he comes across the timeline, holding his left eye, he's all right. He'll stay in. Last touch by Bloomington South, and here comes Amos across the timeline. He'll work it down on the wing right. Pulled outside is Brock Blackwell. So a sophomore, three sophomores out there playing right now for Ryan Mack's Golden Bears. They trail by 9, 27-19. The hot hand in that opening half was Lux. And Lux being attended to by Tucker Blackwell. And I mean Tucker is right in his grill. And he almost induced a travel call. Did not, but JR thought so. So Neil Coyle with the ball inside. Nice spin move. Good defense. Shut off by Hall and by Phil King. Phil doing a great job here, both defensively and offensively. And Shelbyville just having trouble getting shots done.
They are indeed. Again, good defense being applied by the Panthers.
5:58 to play. Around the pick now is Zach Kuhn. He's been quiet offensively, and now we got a block call against Phil King.
Yeah, Kuhn made a strong move to the basket that time. The defense converged on him. He threw it off to kick it out into the corner for a three-ball time, but King fouled him.
Well, that is the first personal foul on Phil King, a non-shooting foul. Ball is stolen away by Chance Coyle. What a beautiful play as he deflected the inbounds pass. Here come the Panthers the other way. A three, Tucker, no, too hard. Still looking for that three-pointer, tracked down by Lloyd. Tucker to the glass, off the pass by Chance Coyle. No good, and here comes Shelbyville the other way. Amos, he's not a shooter. He's out there to run the offense, and they pass it around now. Shelbyville hasn't scored yet, and we're approaching the 3 minutes into the third quarter. There's Kuhn. He'll put up a shot, and I should have kept my mouth shut. He banks one in.
That was good defense from my Hall.
Yeah, 27-20, a nice inside move by Kuhn. His first basket. He's been averaging close to 14 points a ball game, so his first field goal. Here's Tucker Blackwell one-on-one against Lewis. Takes him inside, and Lewis slapped him on the arm. Yeah, Sam Lewis picks up his second personal foul.
Yeah, Tucker really struggling from the field tonight. Just one of six, but he's got four steals and a couple of rebounds, a couple of assists. So he's still playing hard out there.
Well, that he is. And the senior looking for back-to-back sectional championships. Bends the knees after his three dribbles and connects. A 71% free throw shooter. And Tucker with 3 points. Only had four last night. But that being said, what he's doing tonight, and that's defending John Lux, who hit the Panthers with four triples and 12 points. And that one finally gets the Blackwell roll, hit up on the top of the iron, and bounced right back through. And Blackwell now with four. And it's back to a nine-point lead. That's been the largest of the ball game for the Southsiders. They're in command here with 4:47 to play here in the third. Lux almost lost a dribble. Out on him now is Hunter Lloyd. So they're switching in their man pressure against Shelbyville's leading scorer. Amos takes it left side of the wing over to Lux. Ball slapped loose by Lloyd. Hunter, a good defensive player as well. They all are. That's why they've won 14 in a row and why they're 20-4 and looking for a repeat. And, yeah, there's a grab on the arm. That's the only way that Brock Blackwell was going to slow up Josh Hall, or he would have been off and gone. He grabbed his arm and tossed him down. So here we go, right in front of us. Tucker Blackwell will trigger it out. 4:19 to play, 29-20. Panthers with a nine-point lead for the third time in this ballgame. Panthers against man pressure by the Golden Bears of Shelbyville. Only 9-14, but they've won their last four, including last night's thriller. In overtime, bouncing Columbus North out. How about Phil King? He posts low, and what a pass inside by Hunter Lloyd. And Phil King, with his fourth field goal, he's doubled his scoring average. He has scored inside tonight big time. And there's a steal by Tucker Blackwell. Fast breaking. Here come the purple shirts. It's the first shot he's had. And here comes Chance Coyle across the timeline. Coyle with the basketball. He'll stop the flurry of action right now and back up the offense. Pressured by John Lux. Lloyd goes inside. Put up a shot. It rims around. And Chance Coyle with his third basket of the night. His third regular basket. He's got now 10 points and a timeout called by Shelbyville. as the Panthers have exploded into a 33-20 lead. We'll break for a minute on our commercial service scoreboard with 3:09 to play here in the third quarter. Panthers lead it by 13. Back in a minute, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, back we come after Ryan Mack calling the timeout. Biggest lead of the ball game, 33-20. Cooper Lewis has checked back into the ball game. Young man that went crazy last night against Columbus North with six triples coming off the bench. And he's in there right now to see what he can do offensively as South is quiet in Lux. And Shelbyville has scored only 2 points here in the third quarter. With it is Lux, almost walked, and out on him is Coyle right now. With it now is Lewis inside. Nice move. Put up a shot, no good. Josh Hall with the rebound, stumbling around, running over Lewis. And the foul is going to be nailed on Cooper Lewis.
And Josh Hall really working hard on the boards tonight, Joe. He's got six in the ball game. Beckett Blackwell has five steals.
Five steals. And, you got guys playing roles. And how about tonight? The scorer emerging with Tucker Blackwell quiet again offensively. The scorer tonight emerging is Phil King. He's got eight and doing his damage like he's about 6'8". With it is Hall. And now South with Phil handling the basketball. They deal it down on the wing to Coyle. Coyle, or rather to Ben Chastain, who's checked back into the ball game. Ben's got a triple tonight. Deals it now over to Coyle. Good ball movement. Chastain up three. Must be the background. Must be the gym. Nothing but nylon. 6 points tonight for Ben Chastain. And out to a 36-20 lead as Chastain goes crazy. Shot and Phil King fouled Cooper Lewis in three-point range. And Lewis will have three shots from the charity line.
Yeah, Phil King committing that cardinal sin there, a three-ball territory. He knew it immediately.
So Phil having a talk to by varsity assistant coach Neil Coyle. Tucker Blackwell after a rest. Not a real good free throw shooter is Cooper Lewis. He's only 57%, and that was terrible looking. 67% Shelbyville from the free throw line as a team. He'll connect on one of two and have his third. As King goes out, leaves with eight, two personal fouls, and Blackwell is checked back in.
I think he just got caught up in the moment to foul on him a three ball land.
36-20, and that one rolls out, cleared out of there, so he hit only one of three. And the Panthers in command here have the basketball with a 15-point lead inside 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. With it is Blackwell, pressured, a new face into the lineup. We'll get to him in a second. That's Jacob Miller. There's a shot around and off, no good by Chastain. Put back up and no good by Blackwell. And the man that just checked into the ball game, Jake Miller, clears the rebound for the Golden Bears. He gets it now. Miller is senior on the give and go. That is Cooper Lewis. He lost the ball, stolen away by Ben Chastain. Across the timeline comes Ben. Well, they got a 7 or 8 picks tonight, and by that I mean steals. Blackwell's got 5 tonight. They work it in the half court, approaching a minute to play here in the third quarter. Chastain, Harris by Cooper Lewis. Deals it on the bounce over to Blackwell. Down on the wing left, that's Hunter Lloyd. And now the Panthers working clock, and Thumper stomping his feet over in front of the sideline. Wants one shot or a good shot backdoor. That could be the play, and they give it to him in the person of Josh Hall, who came in off the left baseline and is 38-21. South just suffocating Shelbyville with his defense here. No question about it. There's a shot taken, and let's see, they're going to count it. Zach Kuhn with his second field goal here in the quarter. And he'll go to the line. The foul was going to be, let's wait and see. It looks to be on Hunter Lloyd. It is.
It is. And again, Joe, that time Kuhn was able to get a little separation between he and Lloyd and able to get a shot up there, and Lloyd fouled him.
Well, he has had a lot of separation because he's been held to 6 points. He's 2 of 2 from the line, connects. He's 3 of 3. And he has 5 of the 6 points here in the quarter. And what do we got? Ball kicked. It'll be South Panther basketball. It was kicked there by Jacob Miller. So triggering it out will be Chance Coyle. 38-24, Panthers' biggest lead with 16 and a personal foul here on a grab from behind, and that's going to be Sam Lewis. I got him with three.
That's a second.
Joe, and Chippendale's only committed five fouls in the ball game.
They trigger it out, does Bloomington South. Yep, Panthers have shot only four free throws, five free throws tonight. Blackwell across the timeline. Panthers will work for the final shot. Inside 15 seconds to play with this 38-24 lead. Tucker, he loves to be the man at the buzzer. Looking for that step back three, driving the lane, putting up a shot, no good. Tipped around, no, fight back up, no, at the horn. It would have counted had it been able to go, but Josh Hall's ball on the offensive rebound would not fall, and that's the end of the third quarter. So the Southsiders in command looking now for their 17th sectional championship under J.R. Holmes. They get real stingy defensively, holding the Bears to 6 points here in the third quarter. It's 38-24 on our commercial service scoreboard. Back after this one-minute break. As we move to the fourth quarter, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, Chance Coyle right in front of me triggers it in and side out to start the fourth and final quarter. South with a 14-point lead. Its biggest lead tonight has been 16. Held back earlier in the third quarter. Chastain deals the ball over to Blackwell down on the wing. That is Chance trying to dribble inside. They seal it off. Does Shelbyville in their man-to-man. But, boy, they went ice cold in the third quarter. South out-rebounded them top-heavy and held them to only 6 points. Chance Coyle inside. What a pass. And Hall couldn't finish, but a foul. And it's going to be on a Golden Bear.
All right. Great look inside by Chance Coyle. Bet he couldn't get an assist on that play. Hall goes in.
He was fouled in the act of shooting, and that one misfired. His first attempt. That is only the sixth free throw attempt on the night for the Southsiders. In the air, and he rolls them both off. First one was terrible. That one rolled off, and he missed two in a row. Here comes Shelbyville the other way. Boy, Lux has been quiet. He hasn't scored a point. A three-pointer. And as I say that, gunning it in was the new three-point shooter, and that is Sam Lewis. So Lewis guns in a triple, and Shelbyville calls a timeout. So they climb back in to within 11 with 7:13. Gobs of time to play as Lewis cranks in a triple. Back in a half minute on our commercial service scoreboard. Panthers up 11. We're in the fourth quarter of the sectional championship game. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Shelbyville putting on a little full court press here as they've cut the lead of 16 down to 11. South breaking it all right. Ben Chastain with it over to Blackwell now. 7 minutes to play exactly down the lane. What a move by Coyle. Does he get it? Tipped up by Hunter Lloyd. No good. Cleared out of there by Shelbyville. Across the timeline comes John Luck. Steals it. There is Lewis. Another three. No good. Loose ball rebound. Here comes Blackwell the other way. And Blackwell will go to the line and shoot two. As he was fouled, a couple of Bears down there on him, Sam Lewis or Jade Amos. I believe it was on Lewis. Nope, they put it on Amos. That is his first, and Blackwell goes back to the free throw line. So Tucker will be shooting two. Panthers tonight, a 72% free throw shooting team. They have missed 1, 2, 3 tonight. And Blackwell at the line, he's 2 of 2. 4 points, make it 5, right down the wall. That quiets the Shelbyville fans, 39-27. Panthers' biggest lead, 16. Back when it was 36-20 with 3:09 to play in the third quarter. And Blackwell connects on both. And now with a half a dozen points, 6:41 to play. And the Panthers lead back to 13, 40-27. And the ball stolen away again by Tucker Blackwell. And the loose ball foul called on Shelbyville. Boy, has Tucker Blackwell been all over the hardwood tonight.
Got six steals.
Six steal of the night for Tucker, who's getting tuckered out. And right in front of us, Chance Coyle will trigger it in. right in our lap. Bounces it in. Phil King, what a pleasant surprise tonight offensively. He's just a real steady player, Phil is, as a sophomore. With the basketball, King delivers it now over to Hunter Lloyd. Lloyd's been quiet offensively, only 3 points, but he's looking for a team championship tonight. Something that he can say in his senior year that he played on two. Spinning, firing, how Blackwell short, and let's see, out of bounds. It's going to be Shelbyville basketball.
Tucker really laboring from the field. Joey's missed eight straight shots after hitting his first one from the field.
Well, he did hit his first one. He's missed his last eight, so he is struggling offensively. But I tell you, he's making up for it at the other end of the hardwood with his assist and his six steals and counting.
He's also got four rebounds.
He has been very, John, disruptive, in a word.
He's also got three assists.
20-27. Shelbyville trailing by 13 with 6:05 to play here in the ball game. And the officials conversing here. I don't know what the problem is. Pointing over toward right where we're broadcasting. We're down on the floor tonight. Right behind the, right on the baseline. Beautiful gym here. Beautiful high school. They won the football 4A state championship this past fall. They had a powerhouse team. They got a nice display case. Beautiful weight room. I've seen colleges not have that. What East Central has.
Well, they got the indoor track facility. They had an indoor track meet in there earlier today. Would have been interested to see how that was, how that came out.
A big high school here in Dearborn County. 40-27, 6:05 to play, and I certainly do not know what this is all about. You any clue?
I have no clue.
Bill Brinkman from Cincinnati talking it over with.
They obviously want to correct something, though.
Ryan Mack. They're standing down at South's end. They have on the board three personal fouls against Sam Lewis. They're at South's end. Tucker Blackwell was fouled. And Blackwell, 5:05 away from his second straight sectional championship. 6:05, I should say. JR gets an explanation. Now both coaches sit back down. Shelbyville not caring for all the goings on. Here comes Justin Succo into the ball game, a 6'4 senior, averaging about 4 points a ball game. He replaces Jake Miller. So here's Tucker at the line, trying to take the lead out in the air, and it rolls off the front end of the 1-1. That was finally the 17th foul on Shelbyville. Not a lot of fouls called in the ball game, and Tucker misses for the first time in five tries tonight. Amos with the basketball, the 5'7 senior. Turns the ball over. Well, he did call the ball, but he was fouled in the process.
Looks like they're going to call that one on Ben Chastain. That would be his third if it's on Ben.
So Ben Chastain does pick up his third personal foul. And Shelbyville retains possession as Amos will run the offense. He hasn't scored tonight. He's not out there to score points. He's doing that. Inside, what a move. A shot block. Beautifully. Shot put up. No good. And a foul called inside on the Panther. I don't know if Hunter Lloyd is the guilty party. Got teed up. Hunter had too much to... Hunter was too critical of the foul. I don't know if he was just talking to himself. He didn't mean it. But that being said, Hunter Lloyd has been called on the foul and also a technical foul.
Now he has three personal fouls. That official there with rabbit ears.
I don't think it was anything dirty.
No.
I think he was just talking and discussing the play he thought he had made defensively. And Zach Kuhn will go to the free throw line. He's the best free throw shooter on this team at 74%, and he misses. Shelbyville trailing 40-27. Two-shot foul. And they will have the technical. So Zach Coon has been held to 7 points. He hits that one. And now he will stay there and hit the technical. So now they'll shoot the technical and then get the basketball. So Hunter Lloyd picks up two on the play, and I'm talking about personals, the one he committed, and the technical foul assessing, and in the air, and he guns that one in. So Coon making a little hay, fouled in the act of shooting. This is the two-shot technical, so he was granted four total shots, and he hit three of the four. So he hits three of the four, and it's down to a 10-point game. And on top of that, Sam Lewis stands in front of me, and he'll be triggering it in. They get their hands on the basketball, and the Shelbyville fans are standing, sensing the rally. And they came back big time against Columbus North last night. With it inside left, there's Amos, a three, no good. Rebounded out of there, cleared out of there by Hunter Lloyd. That was all Hunter's that time. Still not tickled, mad at himself that he got his team a technical foul. Wasn't anything dirty, as I say. It was just, official picked up what he was talking about. It nailed him with a technical. Inside, what a move. And a block called inside. Hunter Lloyd will go to the line and shoot two. As Jade Amos picks up the personal foul.
Yeah, I think maybe that technical on Hunter Lloyd, it's kind of fired up.
Yeah, he got him fired up. Do you see how high he skied to that rebound down at the other end?
There's a difference of opinion between he and the official.
There was indeed. Hunter Lloyd from the line connects. Hunter's first free throw attempt, a 66% free throw shooter. He's got 4 points on the night and takes the lead back up to 11. The highest it's been is 16. And now it's a 12-point ball game as Lloyd with five. So the Panthers 5 minutes away from their sectional championship, 42-30. Ball kicked out of bounds. It'll be Shelbyville basketball. John Lux hasn't scored a point here in the second half.
He's misfired on his last six field goal attempts.
He has gunned in four triples, did all of the damage early, especially in the first quarter. He had Shelbyville's first 9 points. He comes across the timeline. Kid's only a junior. Deals it down now, spinning inside. Shot put up, and in. Caught it. And the foul is on Hunter Lloyd. And all of a sudden, Lloyd's got four personal fouls, and Coon's got another basket.
Coon getting very active inside that time, and in a very similar play to the last foul that they called on Lloyd.
42-32, and Coon back to the line to try to complete the three-point play, and he does. And now all of a sudden, Coon with 13 points in the ballgame to lead Shelbyville. And they cut it to 9, 42-33, with 4:44 to play in the ballgame. Championship on the line inside. Blackwell put up a shot, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. As this one getting physical and turning into a foul fest. But that's all right. The Panthers stepping to the line. That is the 19th foul called on Shelbyville. South's had 7 called on them. So we have had 16 total fouls called here in the second half. And Blackwell back to the free throw line, where he's 4 of 5 tonight. He's got a half a dozen points. Got that many steals, maybe more. Shot good. 5 of 6 from the line as Tucker getting his points from the free throw line. Hunter Lloyd steps out. That last foul, by the way, was on John Lux in the air, and Tucker got them both. So Blackwell is 6 of 7 from the free throw line, and the Panthers back to their 11-point lead. Lux with the ball against Blackwell will fire a three. He's 0 of 9 now since going crazy early on, and Chance Coyle with the defensive rebound. Chance, a good ball handler. Across the timeline he comes. Working against Coon now. JR standing in front of his bench. Over to Tucker Blackwell. He's got a lane. Leaves it. That's Josh Hall. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Boy, the Panthers, very, very unselfish punch. when they get into the half court, all of them can see guys that are open, and that's been one of the relics that this team has possessed, is their unselfishness and the way they share the basketball. And Hall connects from the free throw line. So Josh, you know, you look down, and Josh Hall, it doesn't matter what game it is, you look down, he doesn't have any points, and you look down again, he's got 7, 8 points, and is very close to his average. He's been averaging 8, and that one is good, so he's got 8. So he's got his average right now, and the Panthers have a 13-point lead. It got down as close as 9 with 4:44 to play. Lux is shooting a 0, so there's a foul on. Yeah, no problem about it. Chance Coyle. The trouble is he fouled the shooter, I believe, in three-point range.
He did indeed.
So Zach Kuhn, that's twice tonight that a Panther has fouled a bear in the three-point range. So here's Kuhn, and he's 7 of 8 from the line tonight, 46-33. So he can get it back to a 10-point game. He was just there a minute ago and shot 4 free throws, 2 on the 1 on a foul, and then 2 technical foul shots. And he hit 3 of 4. He's now 8 of 9. He's got 14 misses here. And what do we have? Somebody in the lane too soon?
Yeah, should be. He was fouled in 3 ball land. It should be another free throw.
Exactly. He was fouled in 3-point range. I knew that. Everybody broke away, so he'll have another one. 14 points on the night, and Kuhn got 8 of 10 now from the line. He's got 14 now. He's missed 2. 11-point lead for the Southsiders. With the basketball, Ben Chasteen handles it out. And Phil King now. Phil, he just dialed us in, scoring early and often for the Panthers in that first half. And he's got 2 field goals in the second. And what a move by Tucker Blackwell. Right to the way. Offensive foul. Wow. Shelbyville fans seeking restitution. And the personal foul on Tucker Blackwell.
J.R. wanted him to spread the floor. They did a great job. But yeah. Tucker was taking his time to the hoop. But he got defensive position on him.
3:40 to play in the championship game. South with a 46-35 lead. With the basketball is Lux. He has a score of points since early in the first half. And there's a ball knocked loose. And last touch by Shelbyville. Out of bounds to Bloomington South.
Nice play by Chance Coyle. Got a hand in there.
Well, the Panthers have had a lot of hands in as a Shelbyville turns it over. Here come the purple shirts across the timeline. Tucker Blackwell wiped that basket away on the charge. And now the Panthers will spread the floor. At least J.R. wants the floor spread. Now Tucker comes out and runs the point. Defensed out there by the Golden Bears' Damon Lux, who's checked in, a 6'1" sophomore. Oh, what a pass by Blackwell. Awaiting the ball was Chance Coyle. Coyle in double figures tonight. He's got 12 and a timeout, a whistle blown.
Yeah.
Somebody called
count.
A timeout. They hit a three-pointer. That was Lux. And it won't count. It's 48-35 as Shelbyville called a timeout. So we'll break for a half minute on a commercial service scoreboard. Panthers 13-point lead and 2:57 away from back-to-back sectional championships. Back in a half minute. On our commercial service scoreboard, Southside 48-35. You're listening to South Panther basketball. Panthers steal the basketball away from John Lux. And now Lux returns the favor at the other end and fouls Ben Chasteen. As the Southsiders, Tucker Blackwell looks up at the scoreboard. 2:08 to play, 48-35, and to the free throw line, Ben Chasteen, a 79% free throw shooter. First time he's been at the line, doing damage with that three-pointer again tonight, and he misses here badly, barely got the iron. He had 9 points last night, 6 tonight, 1-3 in each half, and the Panthers, 48-35 leaders here, approaching the 2-minute mark on our commercial service scoreboard. In the air and 1 of 2. So 7 points off the bench tonight for Ben Chasteen. And here we go, 2:07 to play. Shelbyville trailing by 14. Long three ball on the way. Barely got the iron. And Josh Hall has another rebound. Got to be getting close to double figures, doesn't he, Josh?
He's close.
And across the timeline, and a foul called by Zach Kuhn against Tucker Blackwell. And that's going to be the double bonus now, the rest of the way out for Bloomington South. So a two-shot foul. So all of a sudden, Blackwell now, well, this will be his eighth and ninth attempts. He shot the ball well tonight, 6 of 7 from the line. And the Shelbyville fans start to file out as he connects. Things hold sway. Bloomington South will move into the 10 o'clock game at Barney Scott Gym and to Seymour next Saturday morning, playing in that first ball game against most likely New Albany. And he misses here. That's two misses tonight for Tucker. Lux comes across the timeline. He forgot to bring the basketball, and Tucker has his seventh steal and a basket. How about that? So Blackwell all of a sudden in double figures tonight. Long three-pointer by Damon Lux, rebounded by Blackwell. Here comes Tucker leading the break. What a play over to Josh Hall, and this is going to be the championship. It's a 19-point lead, the biggest in the ball game, with a minute 28 to play. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, back we come to final 24 here, the sectional championship game. Panthers on their way to Seymour next Saturday morning. Lux will fire a three way off the mark. Rebounded, and Cooper Lewis had it, lost it, goes out of bounds. It'll be Panther basketball and another turnover to Shelbyville.
Well, Joey, take a look at what Tucker Blackwell says tonight. The only thing he hasn't done well is shoot the ball. He's just 2 of 10 from the field, but he's got 7 steals. He's got 5 assists and 5 rebounds. The young man has really put together a great game. Also has scored in double figures.
Well, JR is emptying his bench. Alex Turner is in. Chris Bamba is in. Also, let's see, Trey Bamba is in. Connor Seifers, a senior, and Connor was fouled, and he'll have an opportunity as a senior to score here and collect as a senior a memorable moment. He's going to be cutting down the net shortly as back-to-back sectional championships, but how about getting a point? It's in the air, and he got it. So Connor Seifers, who shoots free throws well, he's 73%. He breaks into the score books, and I tell you, everyone that JR's played is scored as Seifers hit them both. And this one belongs to Bloomington South. They lead it big time, blowing it out. 21-point lead, shot a three-ball, no good. Fight for the rebound, and that's Trey Bamba, and he's hacked underneath and will walk the length of the court. Tonight's broadcast of the sectional championship game brought to you in part by Hilliard Lions, located at 202 South College Avenue. Visit them at Hilliard.com. Hilliard Lions, investment counseling to grow, protect, and manage wealth. They've been doing that since 1854. So here comes Trey Bamba to the free throw line. Trey was there earlier in the ball game, hit 1 of 2. Exactly a minute left in the title game, and Bamba, good free throw shooter, connects. He's 2 out of 3.
Gary Hickman getting ready to check in. Have the feeling he's gonna at least put up a shot tonight.
In the air, and no good. Rebounded out of there by Cooper Lewis. So Lewis on the rebound. Across the timeline he comes. Give and go. They have several new players. There's a long howitzer. Bingo. That is Victor Kreinup. So Victor Kreinup, we didn't even have him in the book. Shelbyville calls a timeout, which will allow us, John, to write Mr. Kreinup's name in the scorebooks.
And he launched that thing, too.
Well, they shoot a lot of threes, and that was a desperation three. And Alex Turner with the basketball right in front of us. And Andy Graham making a nice one-handed play of that one.
Well, he's had to save that computer. That's why he was saving it.
Andy had one hand on the computer and did a nice job saving that with his left hand, showing me he's still got it, folks. Shot long range. Nico, back-to-back threes. That was Jacob Miller. So they're falling late, but way too late for Shelbyville. Turner breaks it with the ball down on the wing now, and the Panthers will play catch. as they will win the sectional championship game. There's a bad pass out of bounds. And turnover to South, and they haven't had that many tonight. JR's got to be pleased.
Yeah, seven turnovers. Shelbyville, on the other hand, has turned it over 15 times.
And that's what South's been doing. Shot, and there's three in a row. And that is Jade Amos. So they're lighting it up from three-point range. They've hit back-to-back-to-back triples here to knock the score down. That was, will make this one look a little bit closer than it was.
That was, what, 58-36 here just not that long ago.
Well, they take nine away from 44. What's that, 35? So it was a plus-20 ball game, and all of a sudden now down to 13. I say down two. Here's Connor Seifers at the line, shooting two, and he connects. So Connor picking up some points from the line. South now hitting their free throws. I mean, Blackwell's got six, but he's missed three.
This will be the 21st free throw attempt of the quarter for the Panthers.
In the quarter, in and out, no good, and a ball last touched by a Southsider. Out of bounds. Alex Franklin also were checked that.
Brian McCord in the game.
McCord in the ball game. So McCord, another senior. A loose ball. Garrett Hickman on the hardwood. Looking like he's recovering a fumble on the gridiron from O'Moriarty.
I told you he touched the ball.
He said he was going to shoot.
Well, he's still got 4 seconds. Well, he's not going to get one
tonight. Shelbyville will toss it in down to three. And there's one last play. And a win. Justin Succo comes in a triple. And boy, did they come in a flurry. Five of them. 58-47. It'll look closer than what it was. Shelbyville goes down to defeat as the Panthers move on, win the sectional. They're 17th under J.R. Holmes and will head to the Seymour Regional with a record of 21-4, winners now of 15 in a row. And that will, of course, cause us to bring up our post-game show. As the Shelbyville Golden Bears get a nice applause from their fans as their season ends 9-15. But they have a very young basketball club, and boy, they hit threes like they were going out of style. So the Panthers reign as champions. That is the 19th as Bloomington South in school history. 58-47, the final. And our post-game show brought to you by Black Lumber at 17 Town South Henderson. And by Advanced Auto Care at 1077 Air Drive, our post-game show sponsors. And we'll be back to begin all of the post-game festivities, the cutting of the nets, a couple of interviews as well. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everybody, to the East Central Fieldhouse on a championship Saturday night. Southsiders win it 58-47. As we come back, along with our producer, Jim Ritter, as we'll have J.R. Holmes and a couple of the Panther players here, but it's time to tend to the nets, which they'll do. If you just joined us, South, you missed a ball game in which South flat threw its defense at Shelbyville. After the Golden Bears came out, much like the hustle we saw from Bloomington North last night. South led 15-11 at the end of one. Got hot in the second quarter, jumped out to a seven-point lead, led by seven at halftime, 25-18. But their quarter was the third quarter, as the Panthers held the John Lux, who had hit four triples in the first half, scoreless in the second half. He didn't score another point. As the Panthers held Shelbyville to only 6 points in the third quarter, led 38-24, and put 20 on the board in the fourth and final quarter to score its 58 points tonight for its 21st win. Shelbyville with 23, and a lot of those, 5 three-pointers coming in the space of about a minute 40. So the final 58-47. So John is figuring up the stats. And he'll go out and bring a couple of players over, and we'll talk with the Southsiders tonight as they win the sectional championship, the school's 17th. And John, we'll get the stats in a second. I know the players are not going to be here all night. So Hunter Lloyd, Tucker Blackwell, John does a great job of this. And he will come in and we'll get some player interviews here. Nice photograph, Connor Seifer's parents. And Connor, one of the six seniors on this basketball club. So we'll await Andy Graham talking with J.R. Holmes. So Andy will have all of the information in the Herald Times tomorrow. And we'll attempt as Hunter Lloyd having a little piece of the net in his ear. And we'll attempt to get some of the players over. Our postgame show is brought to you in part by Black Lumber at 1710 South Henderson, your local home improvement specialist with all the tools and materials you need for indoor and outdoor home improvements, and by Advanced Auto Care for routine vehicle maintenance or repairs. See Andy and the installation experts at Advanced Auto Care at 1077 Air Drive, or give them a call at 330-1620. Joining us, one of the six seniors on this J.R. Holmes basketball team, and pleased to have Hunter Lloyd joining us, the 6'2 senior who tonight scored 5 points. And Hunter, I know you had that little hip flexor problem from last night, but you got well. Congratulations. Just some thoughts and comments on, see, you got a piece of the net there on winning back-to-back sectional championships.
Yep, it was good. We played really hard. Our defense was magnificent. That's what helped us a big part. Though they hit a few shots, a lot of shots. They were shooting team.
Well, I got to bring up two things. You talk about the defense, and you talked about really the third quarter when you held Shelbyville to 6 points. But you guys did a great job against this Lux kid who was shooting them from, 25, 30 feet, it seemed like, in the first half. What was the difference there?
We just put more pressure on him. We tried not to let him get the ball and everything, and we played his left shoulder, which he always drives to when he wanted to shoot.
I know you put a lot of time in from last year to this year, and there was a disappointment last year in that regional at Seymour. Now you get a chance to go back. But talk about the hard work that you put in to become, Hunter, just a complete basketball player. Your power moves, your verticality. Talk a little about all the time you put in, and now you get a reward tonight with a sectional.
Well, I wouldn't be able to be here without my team, one. And our weights, our coaches are always there for us, and we just try our hardest 24/7.
You know, this is a real flexible team, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Boy, I tell you, they just do a great job. And the defensive presence, what coach tell you at halftime? You had a little bit different tonight. You had the lead. Last night you were trailing by 8 points, but again, the defensive concepts. You guys love to break down teams in the half court, don't you?
Yes, sir. And honestly, we just kept on playing defense the way we played in the first half. We played good defense in the first half, and we held them to however many so points, and we've just been doing that to all the teams that we played recently.
Yeah, you had six in the third. They got a little crazy shooting the three ball in there and made it look a little closer than it actually was. We don't know the final yet, but New Albany is beating Jeffersonville down in Jeffersonville. An opportunity, of course, you played them the first game of the year. That's a long time ago, but a great opportunity to play the number one team in the state, huh?
Yep. We're going to come out, try win again. We'll come back and bounce back from this, and we need to play them again. We've been waiting for this chance the whole entire season.
Well, you won another sectional, and Hunter, thanks for dropping by. Hunter Lloyd joining us here, and we'll continue to get the Panthers on. He comes in tonight, scores 5 points, but the young man has carried the Panthers with 10-point average, does a lot of great things, and we'll continue along here as we are pretty much caught up on our spot breaks, as the six seniors having their picture taken. Josh Hall, we want to get Josh over here as try to get him on the airwaves, as Tucker Blackwell going, and of course Tucker's got a lot of folks around. John Callahan in the midst of it all, and we'll try to get Josh Hall over here, try to read John's stats. He's the only guy that can read his stat sheet. And I'm looking at Hunter Lloyd tonight. Yep, what we had him with. Josh Hall had about three or four rebounds. I think he had more than that, but we'll try to get Josh over here. Josh, one of the underclassmen. Coach has talked about he's won his share of sectionals, but this one for his players. And we'll await and see as the Southsiders have taken care at one end of cutting down the nets. And you can't blame them. All of the seniors getting their picture taken with the championship trophy. South will play in the 10 o'clock game down at Seymour at Barney Scott Gym against probably New Albany. And we'll be on the air at 9:30. John Callahan and Terry Stoltz will handle the action there, assuming Indiana continues its success in the Big Ten tournament. And I want to be very affirmative about that. Of course, we have Maryland tomorrow. So we'll try to get players in as the Southsiders win their 17th sectional championship. Try to get J.R. Holmes here somewhere along the line. Chris Bamba talking with his dad. And a good Panther delegation on the hardwood here. Tonight's championship game has been brought to you in part by People's State Bank, a local bank helping individuals, families, and businesses for over 100 years, a bank that truly cares about people. It's right in the name, the People's State Bank. So, and J.R. And J.R. So, he's out there somewhere. Champions, Bloomington South, the final 58-47, and now they've taken the score off of the board here at East Central. Very formidable host here. And doing a great job running the tournament here. Yeah, it's a long drive. It's 100 miles over here from Bloomington, any which way you cut it. But it was well worth it for the purple and white, having team pictures taken right now. As the Southsiders will cut the nets down here. And we'll wait and see. Tucker Blackwell getting ready to join us on the airwaves. Young man that I've enjoyed throughout his entire career. And Tucker sitting down and joining us in the TV. I tell you what, great effort tonight. I know the shot wasn't falling tonight, but what a floor game. Assists, rebounds. We had you with eight steals. Talk a little about the other half of your game when the ball isn't going through the hole, son.
It's just like Coach Holmes says, when shots aren't falling, it's what can you do to contribute to the team. And my offense wasn't there. It hasn't been there this whole tournament, so I just tried my hardest on defense. And when you try hard, good things happen.
Wasn't that the key to the second half of this game? I mean, you hold Shelbyville to 6 points in the third quarter, and that's where the separation started, and you did a lot of that. Was something you've done all year, Tucker, and that's the score off your defense. Talk about that.
I mean, every single practice we spend 30, 45 minutes on defense, specifically just knowing we know all the plays every team's going to run against us. Our coaches do so well scouting. We watch so much film, and we're always so prepared. And it's our fault when something goes wrong. It's not the coach's fault. It's nobody else's fault. So we just take pride in our defense.
You know, as I've watched this team develop and mature over the year, Tucker now with 21 wins, going in probably against New Albany next Saturday morning at Seymour. Guys that have stepped up, talk about, you know, last night it was Ben Chastain with his offense off the bench. Tonight, talk about Phil Kings. And he was posting low a couple of times. Mm-hmm. He scored 8 points tonight.
He's tough. I think he's got a big old bloody lip. He's the toughest kid I know. He's started the season. He had a collapse long before the season. He's worked his butt off to get back to where he is. He deserves everything he's got.
Well, you got a sectional, another one. That's two in a row. How's it feel, personally?
I can sit at the dinner table knowing I got the most sectionals in the family now. So.
I knew you were going to bring
so
that
it's
up.
Pretty cool.
Well, yeah. I mean, you bring up a very valid point, and I know your brothers are listening, and your dad will probably listen to that rhetoric a little bit later tonight, or you probably already told him, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Hey, what about, last year, disappointing. You had all those wins. You've got 15 wins in a row now. Now you go right back, maybe with the same field we saw a year ago. But Franklin Central cost you. What kind of a chip are you going into the regional with this year, even if you do have to play New Albany?
We just got to go in there and we got to play our game. We can't let the lights of the regional get to us. We just got to play our game, play our style, know that we can win the game and execute, and we'll be right there no matter what. I can promise you that.
That's what you guys did tonight. You had three in double figures. You finally got in double figures thanks to some free throw shooting down the line.
Yeah,
and you like to see more. Yeah, 7 and 9. I was very impressed with that. But I was more impressed with your 7 steals, 5 assists, and 6 rebounds. Keep up the great work.
Will
great
do.
Talking to you,
yep.
My man.
Thank
and
you.
On to Seymour.
Oh, yeah.
How's your wrist, by the way?
It'll be fine.
That was against Northview, and still kind of. Maybe that's a little bit of the problem that you didn't.
Nah, no excuses, man. Yep. We got to hit shots.
All right. Only a senior can say that. All right, Tucker Blackwell joining us, and we'll continue along with our celebration here. Great young man as he readies with the rest of his feline friends to go down to Jackson County at 10 o'clock, 9:30 airtime here on the airwaves. Before we go any further with our celebration party tonight from Dearborn County here in St. Leon, Panthers winning the sectional championship 58-47. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to South Panther Basketball.
News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370.
WGCL Bloomington.
Well, J.R. Holmes walking over here with those nets, not around his neck, but in his hands as he sits down with us. As the Panthers have also cut the nets down at the other end, as J.R. Will slip on the headsets. Well, my friend, we've done this many years, and as we mentioned earlier in the pregame's not about me, it's not about you, it's about the kids, and what can you say about I know you've had a lot of fun coaching this bunch.
Well, they've been a team that's really in a lot of people's minds have overachieved a bunch and done a great job. I had the legendary coach Harry Larrabee talk to me today right before the game over here. He's doing the color for the Shelbyville station, and he just said, you know what? He says, you've had a lot more teams that are more talented, but we've squeezed everything we can out of this team. They've fought it and stayed in there. This was our 15th road game this year, and to be 12-3 on the road and who we play is a big accomplishment. But I couldn't be more prouder to start out the year and know that we're going to be really young, really inexperienced, and to win 21 games. That's a pretty good go in the high school sports season.
You haven't lost a game since December the 30th, so you've been perfect since then, going down to Seymour on Saturday playing in that 10 o'clock game. What's been the nuts and bolts? You look at this winning streak, and talk a little about the defense, especially tonight in that third quarter when you caused separation, held Shelbyville to 6 points.
Well, the first half, we were up 25-18, and number 22 had 4 threes. And he got three on Tucker, and then he got one on Chance. But Chance had a hand right in his face. He just hit a tough shot. Then we started picking him up full court a little bit, and Chance shut him down. He didn't score the rest of the game. That was key. And then we got a couple players feeling sorry for themselves a little bit because they didn't get a couple calls, didn't hit a shot or two. And then we got a technical foul on a really cheap. Even the Fisher come over and says, he came over and said, well, I think this might have been too early a whistle. Well, it's too late then, you know. And so that's why I didn't take him out, because the official, even after he said it, admitted that he...
You're talking about
it.
Hunter Lloyd,
yeah.
And he was just talking to himself,
yeah,
but go ahead. Yeah.
But, you know, our kids have got to learn they can't say anything to officials, and they got to learn that there's other things that you can do when you're struggling offensively. You know, our defense really picked up, and we took them out of a lot of things. I think we wore them down defensively. I think they had a hard time hitting shots until their four subs who never play come in and hit 4 threes in the last 40 seconds. You know?
I thought it was more than that. It seemed like that more, but, yeah, it made it seem a little bit closer.
The defense has been the key. Yeah. Your original question or the origin of it is defense has kept us in the games all through the streak.
Hey, how about the offensive game Phil King had tonight for you? And he got a couple of those baskets playing deep in the paint.
Yeah, he did a lot better job, and he has to score a little bit for us. Last night he wasn't even looking to shoot, and that's when Ben came in. And then Ben came in and hit two more threes for us. But Phillip played his best offensive game. He took the ball to the basket. He hit a shot. That just makes us a lot better when we get some scoring other than our two major scores.
You know, you go to Seymour Saturday almost with the same record as you had a year ago. Again, you had a lot of wins under your belt after you won the sectional and got bumped off by Franklin Central. This is a different team, but do you carry a chip on your shoulder knowing that you played the top-ranked team in the state in the very first game of the year as you face them now Saturday morning?
Yeah, they're just pretty good. I mean, you know, you get a chance.
You're not bad.
Yeah, we get a chance. We had them at home. Now we go on neutral court. Their athleticism always worries everybody because they're so super quick everywhere on the floor. And, you know, they got the best player maybe in the state, and Romeo's can do so much inside, outside, all over. But, you know, they still have to guard us a little bit. And I think we're better than we were when we played in the first game of the season by a bunch. I don't know how – I'm sure they're better too. But it's just a great opportunity to be in the Final 16 and have another week of practice and, you know, just to have another week of the team together, doing some activities, going out to eat, practicing, going down to Seymour to practice. Those kinds of things are what you get memories built on for your high school career.
Never gets old. Your 17th sectional, as I say, you've had many, the 19th in the school as Bloomington South. So we'll see you down at Seymour Saturday morning.
Well, I appreciate you. Thanks.
J.R. Holmes joining us, the Hall of Fame head coach, and we'll continue to maybe get Josh Hall on. John Callahan, get Mr. Hall over here. We'd like to get Josh on the air as a 6'5", a junior. We had 10 points tonight. Josh, you want to come over here, son? Join us on the air. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Joe Smith, man. Been meaning to talk to you all season long. This is as good a setting as any. Give me your thoughts and comments about how tough the rebounding battle was tonight. You had been one of the mainstays all season. It's been a big element to your game, hasn't it?
Yes, it has been. They were very physical inside. I had to make sure I blocked out on every possession and just did my best to get on the boards.
You know, Coach was talking about he's won his share of sectionals, but for you, being a junior coming up from the JV team, getting your chance as a full-time starter this year, what's it mean to you to cut the nets down? I see you got a nice big piece of twine there to go around your ear and everything, but what's it mean to you to win the sectional your junior year?
It means a lot because I was growing up watching the great South teams win the sectionals almost every year, and it's just fantastic that I can do it myself.
Well, no question about it, and this has been a close-knit basketball team, hasn't it? Talk a little about the team chemistry and how flexible a bunch it has been.
Everybody gets along really well in the locker room. Everybody jokes around with each other, and we also know like when it's time to be serious and get the job done.
You know, you're kind of like the blue-collar worker, the lunch pail guy. You know, I look down, you won't have any points. Early in the season, you got an early foul trouble. Then I look down again, you got 8 or 9 points, and you got about 6 rebounds. You get your stuff eventually. You're just a hard worker, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in the gym all the time working, and sometimes when the game's not going my way, I try to impact the game in other ways than just scoring.
Well, I know you played New Albany, but that was the season opener. Looks like you're going to catch them Saturday in the first game of the regional. Give me your thoughts about going to the regional as you take your, the next step up with this basketball team. Ought to be a dandy. You guys are a different basketball club than you were 25 games ago.
Yes, we're definitely a different team, and so are they. But we're confident that we can go up there and give them a game and give them our all.
Talk to me one more time before I let you go about the defense of this basketball club and where it has improved this year.
Well, defense has been a very, very big focal point for us all year. In practice, we work and work and work on it, and I think it's been a success so far.
What did you work on personally, especially playing? You know, you were quite physical in the paint tonight, getting about 7 rebounds tonight to go along with your 10 points. But talk a little about your rebounding and what you've done to improve that.
Well, I hit the weight room pretty hard this off season and make sure I got bigger and stronger so I could compete with varsity players.
Well, you've competed and competed well, and ain't over yet. Enjoy the regional. Josh Hall joining us tonight as our celebration continues from the East Central Fieldhouse. 10.7 rebounds for the 6'5 junior tonight as the Southsiders win it 58-47. So we'll have John join us here. I tell you what, we'll just break away for our final break and come back and give out our awards. John will have a quick view of the final stats when we come back. Panthers win the 17th sectional under J.R. Holmes. The school's 19th, 58-47. The final back in after these timeouts to St. Leon. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, along with our producer, Jim Ritter, Joe Smith, and John Callahan from the East Central Fieldhouse, St. Leon, Indiana. As we continue along, time to clean the glass. Our top rebounder of the ball game, brought to you by Taylor Quality Cleaning and Restoration. Taylor's Quality Cleaning, where they don't just clean your glass, they clean your whole doggone house. Go online at TaylorQualityCleaning.com. John?
Joe, you just spoke with the young man, Josh Hall. He pulled down game-high 7 rebounds, so he gets to clean the glassy award.
Well, Josh is ready to take it on to the Seymour Regional next Saturday at 10 o'clock. Unfortunately, that will be the only Monroe County team playing, as we hear Edgewood, and it's tough to beat anybody twice. Three times is asking a lot. Four times, well, didn't come about, as Northview beat Edgewood tonight. We'll give you the score here in a second. So their run at the possible championship ending tonight in Brown County. Time for our star of the game. Give your vehicle the five-star treatment by Clean Machine Car Wash. They're on the 4546 bypass right next to the Days Inn.
Okay, Joe, player of the game, Chance Coyle, 12 points, 4 rebounds, hit 5 of 8 from the field, 1 of 2 behind the line, had a block shot, had a steal tonight. And he gets the player of the game honors.
And our star of the game, rather. That was our star of the game. Player of the game, Morrison's Appliances. And, you know, they do their homework, and their technicians know all of the brands inside and out. Morrison's Appliance and Service on West Kirkwood. Go online at morrisonsappliancesandservice.com.
Well, beat Tucker Blackwell, 11 points, 5 rebounds. Tucker struggled shooting tonight, just 2 of 10. Missed all 3 of his 3-ball attempts. He did hit 7-9 from the line tonight, 7 steals, had 5 rebounds, also dished out 5 assists tonight.
Well, and as Tucker said, making no excuses. You know, he had ice on that right wrist that he hurt against Northview, but he's not saying that. He's got to take better shots. Well, he took some good shots. They just weren't going in, but he can boast now that he owns the most sectional championships in his family, and he can say that with back-to-back titles. Tucker Blackwell, the outstanding senior. So, John, give us a brief recap, if you will. Compliments of the Herald Times as well, our commercial service scoreboard. You know, Scott Rink and the crew, they've got outstanding deals on those new standard or high-efficiency Trane furnaces. Call commercial service at 812-339-9114. Go online at commercialservice.com.
Well, the Edgewood Mustangs, they trailed by 4, 72-68 with 43 seconds left. And Northview had the ball, and they just couldn't overcome it tonight. They got beat 78-70. That was the final. A couple other scores to pass along. Franklin Central knocking off Franklin 62-48. Southport was a winner tonight over Ben Davis. I don't have the final score in front of me. So you still have three teams from Conference Indiana that are still alive in the postseason. I didn't get a score, but New Albany, I understand they were ahead in their game as well.
Who won at Martinsville?
That was Franklin Central over Franklin 62-48.
All right, so there's two repeat sectional teams that are playing in the Seymour Regional. Panthers would just soon forget. Last year, if you remember, they went in with a, what was that long, 19-game winning streak, and Franklin Central beat them in the morning. So Franklin Central back, Bloomington South back. They'll play in opposite brackets this year, because South will await probably New Albany, who's leading Jeffersonville, and that ball game will be at 10 o'clock, 9:30 Chalk Talk on Saturday morning. John Callahan and Terry Stoltz on the activity there, unless we have something go wacky at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, and I'm living in the positive with the Hoosiers playing a big one tomorrow against Maryland and Seniors Day, and we've got to win a Seniors Day for this group. We haven't won ones in, about 4 years or so.
Actually, we do have one other Conference Indiana team winning tonight. That was Terre Haute South. They knocked off their opponent.
All right, so Mustangs losers. So their season has ended, but a great 18-win campaign. That's the most in 8 years, so tough to will be there for two games. It's the Seymour Regional at Barney Scott Gymnasium, as the Southsiders will take on with a record now of 21-4, 10th ranked in the state, and winners of 15 in a row after winning JR's 17th sectional and the school's 19th here tonight, 58-47 over the Shelbyville Golden Bears. So that's about the story. For our producers tonight, Rob Humphrey and Jim Ritter, for John Callahan, all of our sponsors, and a broadcast reminder, broadcast coverage at 9 6:30 next Saturday morning with Chalk Talk, and it looks like it's going to be the top-ranked New Albany Bulldogs and the Bloomington South Panthers. A rather tasty matchup there early morning on a Saturday in Jackson County. That's about the story. Hopefully we'll try to get JR and the crew into Yogi's on Sports Talk on Tuesday night. But that's the story for now from St. Leon, Indiana, where the Southsiders win the 17th sectional crown back-to-back fashion tonight. Their 15th in a row as they close the door on Shelbyville, 57-48. The final. You've been listening to South Panther Basketball and the 106 Boys State High School Basketball Tournament on News Talk 96.1 FM and AM 1370 WGCL. Good evening, everyone, from St. Leon.
Coverage of IHSAA Basketball on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL has been brought to you by Bloomington Hardware, Comprehensive Financial Consultants, IU Health Bloomington Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, Morrison's Appliances, Clean Machine Car Wash, Green and Schultz Trial Lawyers, William Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy, People's State Bank, Hilliard Lyons, JMS Locksmith, Commercial Service, Black Lumber, Keller Heating and Air, Smithville, South Central Oral Surgery, Advanced Auto Care, Jim Stafford Remax Acclaimed Properties, and Taylor Quality Cleaning and Restoration.